The prospect of a paralyzing transit strike in New York City eased somewhat when a judge ruled last night that New York State bans the city's 34,000 bus and subway drivers from striking. But the head of the transit workers union refused to explicitly back off from strike threats. Negotiations between the union and the Metropolitan Transit Authority over pay, safety, and health care, among other things, continue today. It would be a tough commute for New Yorkers Monday morning if the transit workers walked off the job. The mess would be enormous. 7 million daily transit riders would have to find another way to work. Many would head into the city in their cars, causing hellish gridlock. Other workers and holiday shoppers might decide just to stay home, causing huge losses for merchants and other businesses. Mayor Bloomberg says the cost to the city's economy could be in the hundreds of millions of dollars a day. The city has developed contingency plans, though. For instance, on weekdays during a strike, only cars carrying at least 4 passengers would be allowed into and out of Manhattan. But the mayor has an even more daring plan. If there's a strike, he's calling on New Yorkers to pick up hitchhikers on their way to work. Imagine that. His honor scoffs at suggestions that it might not be safe. "We have the safest city in the world," he said this week. Maybe he'll coin a new emergency city motto. "I love New York, and I trust New Yorkers." In any case, the mayor added that cars coming into the city would be moving at a snail's pace, so with cars in front of you, on the sides, and behind you, the risks would be minimal. In fact, I suppose if you didn't like who you were riding with, you could jump out and try the car next door. The mayor says he might even pick up hitchhikers when he's out tooling around in his SUV. Wouldn't it be something if a transit workers' strike in New York City kicked off a whole new era of hitchhiking, like back in the 60s? That's when many of us thought nothing of getting out on the highway and sticking out our thumbs if we were a little short of cash or just wanted a bit of adventure, a chance to share a ride and an hour or two or more with someone really interesting, really boring, or really scary. Who knows? You might even get a ride from the mayor of New York.